We're playing the loser game, and it's really simple to play right here. You can actually play along with somebody if you're in the car, at work, or wherever. We're going to take turns drawing out of this pot right here and reading a loser question. Do you like my sound effect?
Yeah.
Real life right there. If we answer yes to that question, we have to take a loser point. It's kind of like horse or pig. So it applies for everybody at the same time. So I'll go first, and then Alex, if you want to take this, you'll be ready next right there. And you guys all listen to this question. Okay, take an L if a dog has ever peed on you. All right, well, there we go. I got my first L. My dog peed on me before.
I don't know that that's ever happened to me.
It never has. What about you, Liv? You ever have a dog go to the bathroom on you?
Yes.
Okay, so we both have L's then. Okay, this is really heating up.
Okay, so do you have any game show music?
Oh, man, you know what? I'm not always prepared, but I'll try to get some as we go.
Just
right
any
here.
Music. Just pick a song.
Continue. I will. Go ahead.
All right, if you've ever eaten a whole carton of ice cream in one sitting, no, definitely not either of that.
I have an O.
Is carton, what is that? What size
like
is
the
that?
Whole container. I don't know any.
I wouldn't say like a pint. To me, that counts. Or like a carton's a little bit bigger. Have you or have you not?
I've definitely eaten a full pint of Halo Top ice cream.
Okay, we're going to count you guys that. Have an L and an O, and
we're
I have
low.
Nothing.
We're low over jeez, here. I know, we're pretty terrible right here. Live the web, girl. What do you got?
All right, let's see. You have more than 3 email addresses.
Oh, my gosh. I do too.
I have... 2.
You have 2?
That's it? Just 2.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have that. So right now I'm up to...
I'm still winning.
I'm
know.
Up to L-O-S. Oh, this I'm
not even on the board
yeah,
yet.
I'm not a loser, baby, so why don't you kill me?
Can't you let me know? I'll read it. You guys let me know if I can take this out because it's kind of related. Yeah. Take a letter if you have a Hotmail or Yahoo email account because it's another email question. We can go with it if you want.
No,
take it out.
Too similar.
Thank yeah. God, because I still have a Hotmail. Okay. All right, let's see here. The next one. You lost your purse or wallet this past year.
Oh,
yes.
1,000%.
So L for Alex. Woo! I have not. Liv?
I 1,000% have.
What are you up to now?
Lose. I just need one more.
So you're L-O-S-E. Okay,
yes.
What was the last time you lost it? Like, what happened?
Let's see. I'm pretty sure. Oh, actually, this past weekend, I went out in Cincinnati before I left for my trip to Florida, and I left my purse at the house that I pre-gamed at.
Ooh. Yeah, that isn't good.
Yep.
I love going out with Liv. It's always an adventure.
If someone has ever told you that you have bad breath, well, the Egyptians, well, we tell each other, like, hey, you need to go brush your teeth. So does that count? All right,
then.
I'm an L-O.
Okay. I'm an L-O-S.
Well, I'm an L-O-S-E-R.
Oh!
What?
I think that my sister has super heightened smells because every single day since I was probably about 4, she has told me that my breath is awful. And she's like, have you even brushed your teeth yet? And I'm like, yes, like 3 times today. And she's like, well, go again.
Oh my gosh.
All right, go again.
All right, should I keep asking questions?
Yeah,
or?
We've established, though, Liv right now is the biggest loser on the show. Way to go.
I don't understand how we already got that far.
Because she had 5 of them that she was guilty of doing.
Jeez.
I think I've done like all 5.
I think you are. You're 5 for 5. Yeah, let's keep on going. We can do a few more.
If you've ever woken up... If you've ever woken up next to someone whose name you didn't know.
For sure, not me.
Joe, have you done that?
No, I remembered her name. I forgot, though. I forgot. I gave her a nickname. I called her Tony Soprano.
Okay, but you remembered her name when you woke up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you remember the nickname you gave her.
That doesn't count. Her real name. You gotta know the real name.
No, I don't remember her nickname.
All right, well, then both of you got a letter. Liv's already out.
Wait, are you starting with another L? Are you starting the game all over again?
I never said that I did. I never said if I did that or not.
No, you just had some chuckles.
Yeah, I know. And she's like, oh, my parents are listening. Great.
No. I'm already out of the game. That doesn't even apply to me anymore.
All right, here we go. Let's see here. We're playing the loser game here on the Joe and Alex show. Take a letter out of loser if you are. You wear your cell phone on your belt. No, but
no, we're not 50-year-old dads.
And for the record, I never, ever did that. Let's finish up. We'll do one more
My
from
dad
Alex
does.
And one more from Liv. Yeah, but I mean, it makes sense for some guys to do it there.
You have hemorrhoid cream in your medicine cabinet. Yep.
All right, got another L. Listen, we know Liv's dad does. Okay, we know Liv's dad does.
Yeah. autopsy. All right, Liv told us that.
Why don't you take the last one, Liv, and we'll see what we get here for the loser game. Just to remind everybody, Liv already lost.
Okay, well, you lost too. You already are at
loser. Alex wins.
Okay, let's see.
We should have played the weirdo game. Are you a weirdo?
Okay, this is something that I feel like is Alex's. Okay.
Finally.
If you ever stayed home alone on New Year's Eve...
I mean, I didn't write that, but...
No, I feel like you might have done this before.
I actually don't think I have stayed home alone. Now, staying home, yes, I would prefer it. And actually, I wouldn't mind staying home alone.
The only time I stayed home on New Year's Eve was when I was grounded in high school.
New Year's Eve is my least favorite holiday, fun fact about me. And I wouldn't even say least favorite. I would say I despise it. I loathe it. I hate it.
You haven't been to a good New Year's Eve party, and I would
take... No, yes, I have. We host a great party. What I don't like about it, it's not the party that I don't like. It's the going out, having to... Because for a girl, it's different. We have to wear next to nothing, pretty much a Band-Aid equivalent of material, because we have to dress slutty to go out. And then...
You don't have to dress
Well, you know what I mean. And so, because we have to dress sexy, because we're going out to these sexy parties, we freeze to death, especially in Indiana. It's negative 100 degrees out.
You just need to get more drunk. That's your problem. You just need to get drunker.
Yeah, probably that. Liv's here to help you do that, okay? So listen and take notes.
So I'm the least biggest loser, but anyone that listens to this show, I already knew that.
Bye.
Yep.